Potato man, better hurry up.
All right, here we go. Everybody, welcome to Static Show. It's Bob.
Hey, everybody, it's Miles.
Miles, what are you lip smacking on there?
I'm eating baked potato.
That'd be like a hee-haw. Grandpa, what's for dinner?
Grandma.
You know, and you're rubbing on the fake glass.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that on hee-haw?
You know, I didn't watch as much as you and all.
Yeah, well, I know, but you were from the big city. I wasn't from the big city.
We had, you know, Lawrence Welk, so we didn't find
him. You watched Lawrence Welk, okay.
No, I don't know. Whatever we watch, I don't know.
Well, we watch Hee Haw every now and again, yeah. I remember watching that.
Yeah.
You were on there.
I'm a picking in the... Oh, I know you're going with this. I know we...
Your junior samples.
I know where this is going.
BR549. Junior sample. So what are you eating there, Haas?
I'm a...
Don't choke on it, for Christ's sake. You're going to have
it. I know. You know, that's going to be bad if I choke on the air, man.
This is going to turn into one of those Chris Farley skits for the Bears. You choke on a goddamn pork chop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead now.
I'm having teriyaki pork tenderloin or something.
You don't even know.
I thought it was roast, but I was completely wrong.
Hey, it looks like a big piece of meat. Must be roast.
It's a big piece of juicy, tender meat in my mouth.
Uh-huh.
You know?
I sure it isn't Johnny Mohawk?
Nice.
You got 2 inches of mohawk in you, buddy.
Yeah, I bet. Could be.
Yeah. So what else are you having? What else are you having with that?
Biscuit.
A biscuit and what else?
Your favorite biscuit.
Biscuit. Well, you know.
That was your nickname in college, Biscuit.
My nickname was Biscuit. Why was that? I don't recall.
One more biscuit, you'd been over 250. Anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
Can't get enough butter, you know?
Yeah, well, that's what your mom tells me, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You and Marlon Brando.
It's like your girlfriend Laura, you know, it spreads real easy.
I don't recall that part, but okay.
No.
I don't recall the easy part.
Well, it's all good. It's all good.
You're chowing down. Are you eating with the family there, or are you just by yourself eating?
By myself.
Well, how come you didn't eat with the family?
Mm-hmm.
Are they done eating? Did they eat earlier?
Or no, they're eating by the TV.
Oh, my God. You guys, your family's eating by the television, and you're eating in the kitchen, or what?
Yeah, I'm...
Or are you sitting on the toilet?
No, but that's coming up. Not in my encore tonight.
So what's the family watching on the toilet tonight? Or watching on the TV tonight?
Probably... You know, I don't know.
You don't know?
No, you know, I was trying to be a nice guy and let my wife pick the shows today, and I watched a hell of a lot of, you know, what dress to wear for your wedding or something.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize, how much TV do you watch in a day? Jeez Louise.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hardly ever pick the show, at least not until after about 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Unless nobody has got, you know, control of the television, then I'll try to watch something. But normally I don't watch anything all day.
Well, I watch BBC Hour.
Do you? BBC Hour? That's
yeah.
Good.
No, not really.
I didn't think so.
Because I have a life.
I didn't think you did.
Although if they show more of that Kate Middleton on there, I'll watch it. Damn, man.
Oh, really? You're into the princess to be or whatever?
Oh boy, I'd like to be. Yeah.
Really? I've only saw a couple pictures. I don't know what all the hubbub's about.
Have you seen it, girl?
Just to, like in passing, I guess. I don't really pay attention.
Oh. Looks pretty good to me.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, there you go.
She passed my test.
Yeah. Well, I think a wet nap passes your test.
Anything shaped like a fist. That's right. Passed my test.
That teriyaki pork passed your test.
I think that's so tender.
Is there a hole in this thing somewhere? All right, I'll just rub on the outside. No problems.
Man. So
how's the supper going down?
Yeah, I ate the meat, and the tater's pretty much done except for the skin.
Are you going to eat the skin?
I don't think I'm going to.
Oh, you sure? That's the best part, you know.
Right?
Well, that's what they say. It's got the most nutrients.
That's what they say. But, no, I think I'm going to skip that.
All right, what else you got there? Just tater and meat?
Yeah, I'm going to get another biscuit, though.
Oh, and a biscuit, right. Another biscuit, all right.
I've kind of skipped the green.
Here comes 250.
I need to waddle over here. Give me another biscuit here.
I can hear the floor creaking.
Mr. Charlie Hobbs brings me my scarves and biscuits.
My scarves and biscuits. Charlie Hobbs.
I'd like to eat this with mayonnaise and peanut butter, please. Actually, it was the king's birthday yesterday.
Oh, you're right. It was. You're right. January 8th. Yeah. Well, happy potential, if you wouldn't have killed yourself on the toilet, birthday.
Well.
He died on the throne, as they say.
I'm the same age as the king when he died, actually. It's funny.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
How old was the king then?
He was like 42, man.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, when he kicked it, look it up, man.
He's that young? Really? Wow.
Yeah, really.
Wow, that poor bastard.
I mean, when you're young, you're like, wow, 42, that's pretty old. But
yeah, I know. I think I was 12 when he died, so.
But then when you get to be like 42, you're like, oh, shit, that's pretty young.
That's not so bad.
Like, damn, man, he never hit his peak, man. What the hell?
No kidding. He had a lot of years left, you know.
I think.
I would think so.
So happy birthday, King.
Happy birthday, yeah.
Yeah.
He helped you channeled the King in our recent reading of the Night Before Christmas, so.
Yeah.
There you go.
Sheldon Cooner.
And evidently you're also channeling him right now while you're woofing down all these fucking biscuits.
I would like would you like me to eat a peanut butter and banana sandwich while I'm talking to you?
Yeah, you could do that.
Because that was the king's favorite, I believe.
For some reason, I think this show is going to be really popular in Japan with some kind of niche sex thing. Japanese businessman. No. Right. Japanese businessman listens to fat guy eating.
You're on a wet biscuit because her soul bender and flaky like me.
It's some kind of weird fetish.
I want to be spanked.
I like to listen to this while I look at naked women and hear the fat man eat. It's fun.
I feel better about myself when I listen to fat man eat.
That's right.
This biscuit is delicious.
With all this butter.
This butter is dripping off my chin.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, shit. That's not butter. Oh, shit. Charlie Hobbs.
Charlie Hobbs, yeah.
What did Charlie Hobbs do to my damn biscuit?
I wonder if he was from Nantucket.
Yeah. Don't make me laugh when I got biscuit in my mouth. Come on.
All right, well, are you just about done eating, or are you still going to town there?
Oh, I can finish. I'm just going to finish this biscuit. But
well, right, well, you won't be able to hear this necessarily. We got another phone call.
Oh, Christ.
Hold on, let me play it, and then I'll explain it. I feel like I'm like doing sign language or something after we play these things. Here, let me play this for you.
All right.
And listen in here, if you can.
Hey, it's UV. Miles, it's pretty cool that you referred to a remote control as a clicker. I grew up with my mom calling it a clicker, and most people kind of just stared at her. But one of my first TV was a hand-me-down TV in my bedroom, black and white TV, and it actually did make a pinging sound, and the TV must have had some kind of sound waves or somehow received it, because I don't think there's any batteries in that thing, and it would literally change the channel by this loud clicking sound. Nowhere near what kids have today, but I think you could go up channel, and I don't know what the other button was for. For me, that was just power. But you didn't have all these other fancy options, like the remote control I have today. The one I have today, I refuse to learn it. I don't know, if my wife's not home, I'm not watching TV. There's just too many freaking buttons and choices, and in the dark, you can't see it. So if I'm watching a movie with the kids and I start to push the buttons on there, they start to yell at me because God knows I could just turn the whole movie off. Well, have a good one. Happy New Year.
All right, and Happy New Year to you, CB. That was CB.
CB called in.
He was talking about how you referred to your remote control as a clicker on the last episode.
I did?
Or the episode before that. I can't remember now. But yeah, evidently you referred to it as a clicker, and he remembers, he was telling us about whenever he was a kid, his mom used to call it a clicker, and everybody thought she was weird. But he had, at one point in time in his youth, one of the original remote control TVs, it literally was a clicker. You would push the button, there was no batteries, and it was like a tuning fork, and you'd strike the tuning fork in different ways to make different tones to change the channel. I don't know if you remember that or not, but he had one of those.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, weren't they like really heavy duty too?
Yeah, they were like really heavy. Yeah, exactly.
Like up the last or something. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like ka-chunk, ka-chunk. It really did click. I remember that. My uncle had one of those. I remember that. He took it apart the remote to show me. Oh, there's a tuning fork in here. So it was kind of neat.
All right, who wants to see a titty magazine now?
Enough of that science shit. Let's go. I got Miss November right here, kids.
Come here. We're going to look at a tuning fork and then some titties.
There you go. You got it. I don't recall the second part so much. But
Old Uncle Chet.
So, yeah, CB called in. That's two calls in 2 weeks. That's amazing. So.
Yeah, that's cool.
Go ahead.
No, my dad still is convinced we have an icebox.
Oh, he still calls it an icebox?
Yes. Yeah.
When I was a kid, I remember the Iceman would come and he'd spend about 20 minutes in the back bedroom with my grandmother.
Wow. Multi-generational. Gee, wow, that's a good delivery guy.
We never paid for ice. Never.
This guy's got nothing on Manny, let me tell you. Jeez.
We never paid for ice, ever. Well, until the ice.
Yeah.
We had so much ice, we made furniture out of it.
The Fortress of Solitude.
Oh, my goodness. Your dad, he doesn't know what's what, man.
Yeah.
You better do that guy a test. I think he's got Alzheimer's or something.
Might.
Yeah, might. No kidding.
He pronounces everything weird, though.
Oh, my goodness.
He's a copter.
I don't call him Refrigerator Perry. I call him Icebox Perry.
It's called a helicopter.
Helicopter?
Motorcycle.
Motorcycle.
Pin. I need a pin to write with.
I need a pin, yeah. He's a product of the Chicago Public School District, I think, right?
He is, yes.
Yeah, so there you go. Now you know why.
Yep, there you go.
Are you going to spend the rest of the time clearing your damn throat from all the biscuits you just...
I have a thing I want to eat. It makes me have an allergic reaction or something. it produces phlegm for a while.
Oh, my God. This is gross. Are you like the fly and you got to regurgitate on your food to eat it? remember watching.
It's not gonna purge.
Ooh, it's Brundlefly. That movie was good.
I gotta get down to my peak weight, so I gotta purge now.
Yeah, you what? 345? What?
Well, you saw my picture up on Facebook, didn't you?
Yeah. Now, how did the man? How did Manny get a picture of you? Same way you got a picture of him.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd like to find a picture of Manny now, too. Put up there. And,
well, he's got plenty of pictures of himself out there.
No, that's all right. It's all good fun.
Oh, okay.
It's all good fun.
Oh, my God. This, remind me never to do this experiment again while you're eating. It's disgusting.
I have, like, an allergic reaction when I eat.
I'm wearing headphones, you know, and I'm hearing every little bit of...
I'm sorry, this is going to go on for an hour now.
It's like, oh my God. It's like, I don't know what.
It's like being in a dorm room right before spring break. Kind of hard for me to breathe.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know what it reminds me of?
What?
It reminds me of a T-shirt. Don't do a show while Miles is eating. That's the T-shirt. And you can get that T-shirt made at Zazzle.com. Did you know that?
You can.
Did you realize that, huh?
I think you've told me this, but yes, I do know that. Yes.
Oh, you do know that. All right. Well, at Zazzle.com, you can get a T-shirt, a mug, a tote bag.
Tongue depressor.
I don't think they sell tongue depressors, but you never know. You never
all
know.
Peas.
Roofies? No, I don't think they have any roofies.
No, not roofies. Golf tees.
Oh,
roofies.
Golf tees.
Roofie. That would be pet meds.
Well, I don't know if they have golf tees either, but you get a skateboard deck. I know that.
Yeah.
You get a skateboard deck with a picture of Miles from Facebook there, hacking up along after he eats his teriyaki pork sandwich.
All right. All right. I feel like I'm pirate partying with Miley or something. I can't breathe.
You can have a T-shirt, a coffee mug, a tote bag, a skateboard. It could be the equivalent of your podcast wrapped in a neat little product with words and graphics of it that you like. You know that? So go to Zazzle.com. Huh?
Edible panties?
I don't know if they have those. I'll have to check the store. Okay. But you go to Zazzle.com, buy anything you want. It doesn't have to be from us. It could be from anybody. It could be your own. You know, make your own product and sell it to somebody else. But here's what you got to do, right?
Right.
Tell them to use the discount code STATICRADIO4.
Yes.
STATICRADIO4. Yes. Save 10% off any order of $50 or more at Zazzle.com.
Mm-hmm.
Discount code STATICRADIO4. If you want more details, you can always go to staticradio.com/Zazzle.
That's right.
We appreciate Zazzle having those T-shirts and shit.
Thank you, Zazzle.
What are you doing now? It sounds like you're picking up the salt or something and setting it back down constantly.
I'm cleaning up my pots, all right?
Okay.
I got butter all over.
Oh, my God. I just saw the picture of you on Facebook. Oh, my gosh.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
What picture now?
No, this is the same one. I just happened to be, since I was on the thing here.
Yeah, they posted some large dude.
Yeah.
He's naked.
Well, we don't know if he's naked. I wouldn't be for sure that he's naked.
It almost looks like he's sitting on a diaper or something. You know? No, I mean, look.
I know it does. You're right.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's naked or not. Oh, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
So anything going on with you this week other than the clicker thing?
I don't know. I watched I'm Still Here by
Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that you were going to watch that. We're watching it. Is it any good?
I don't think I'd watch it again. Yeah.
Evidently, there was a cock on the screen.
Ox. Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't just. Yeah, I mean, it was. There was a lot of junk being shown on the screen. I was like, okay.
So did you see Joaquin Phoenix's junk? Is that the idea?
No, I was waiting for. I thought this guy was going to teabag him. Actually, in this one scene, I'm like, oh my god.
Oh my.
Turns out the guy was just trying to crap in his bed. And was like,
oh. Why were they showing their junk on this movie? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't even know what they had to do with the movie. I don't understand that.
You think that Joaquin Phoenix just likes to see people's junk or what?
I mean, like, you know, the movie like Swordfish with Halle Berry where she's sunbathing topless. Now, that fits in the movie. That makes sense.
That makes sense. Okay.
But do I need to see a naked guy jumping out of a bathtub? No, I don't. I don't.
I suppose that's your taste or whatever. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. I really.
So who were you watching this with? Just by yourself?
My friends Bruce and Dave were over. I guess we're all watching it. No, I was kidding. my wife, I made her watch. I go, let's watch this. So they did that funny Letterman thing, you know, which actually right. Letterman bit is funnier than watching this movie, actually.
Oh, really? That's much better than the movie. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know.
Did she enjoy it at all? Did she enjoy the Cox?
She said she did not, but I don't know.
Did she excuse herself?
A few times. Yeah. Kept getting longer and longer.
I wonder.
As the movie went on, she's like, "Well."
Did you hear any like hedge clipper sounds from the other room?
No comment.
Sound like somebody shaving a poodle or anything like that?
Yeah.
Oh, did it? No, did you?
No, I mean, you know the premise of it. I mean, obviously, you know that.
Right,
this thing where he's quitting acting, he's going to do hip-hop.
He's going to be a hip-hop artist, yeah.
He spends, like, the whole movie trying to track down P. Diddy, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that's pretty much the whole movie.
Oh, okay. No female nudity at all in this movie?
There is.
Oh, well, there you go. Let's talk about that. That sounds more interesting.
You see a young lady, you know.
Did you excuse yourself after that? Or?
Well, no, I did not.
Oh, you did? I just right there in the living room, just took care of business? Yeah.
No, supposedly they hire these prostitutes to come up to their hotel room, but
they turned out to be male or what?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, they were like, no, they're like, hey, you can get a check of my friend's junk, and they do like a close up on it. I'm like, what the? Do with the movie? What the hell? Have to do with anything in the movie? I mean, what the hell?
I'm still here. I think that's the whole idea, is to see if you'd watch it, basically.
Well, I know, because the movie is kind of slow, because you're like, okay, well.
Kind of like, why did you eat your dinner while we were talking? That's another one of those questions.
So,
would you recommend it, or no? What's the...
If you like seeing penis, I'd recommend it, yeah. If that's your enjoyment in life, I'd say, yeah, there's plenty of it in this movie, so that's what you're into, whatever.
Okay.
Besides that, I guess it was okay. I would not switch to it again. No, I wouldn't.
Oh, okay. You watched it once. You had the experience. You're good to go.
Yeah, okay. I pretty much saw everything I wanted to see. So
that's good. That's good.
I don't know. I felt a little uncomfortable, I guess, watching it.
What's next on the Tidal Family queue for movies there?
I'm thinking Toy Story 3 at this point.
I don't know. I think Ken takes out his junk.
Hey, movie. Woody!
That's right.
Hey, Buzz, you want to see my Woody?
That's right.
Jesus.
When Buzz is reset into Spanish mode, I do believe he runs around naked.
I don't know. It was.
So I would watch out for that.
It was a little awkward.
Ham the bank. They get a shot from the back there, and he's got a big nuts.
Yeah.
He's got those big giant pig balls, you know. So.
I mean, Life of Brian. You know, they did like a long shot of. I can't believe the guy's name that died.
Graham Chapman. Yeah, he showed his stuff.
Naked. And it's because it's funny because it's like a comical scene in like a movie. But this is just like, hey, man.
Yeah, dudes, you know,
it's like, oh.
So you're okay with looking at Graham Chapman naked? You're not okay with these guys?
Well, I mean, that was funny. I mean, it was done for comical purposes and done, like, far away. It wasn't like a close-up of, hey, check out the veins in this thing. You know?
Nice, nice.
Yeah, I'm saying, you know, they can't blur it out or, I don't know. It's,
nice. Well, how would you get a good close-up like that? I don't know. It'd just be all over, wouldn't it?
But I don't know. That's weird.
Okay.
I did read the warnings because it says, well, there's drug use and there's graphic nudity and all this. I'm like, okay.
You're like, you were hoping as soon as you saw that graphic nudity, that's when you got the movie.
I'm like, oh, man.
You didn't know it was dudes.
I hope it's like Kristen Stewart or something or, you know,
yeah.
Keira Knightley or something. No, it's some dude.
Well.
Hey, check out this.
If they showed their chest at all, that would be just like Kristen Stewart or Keira Knightley.
You think?
Yeah, pretty sure.
I don't know.
They don't got a lot of stuff on the top shelf.
A lot of inventory.
A lot of inventory. That's right. I couldn't remember what you said.
Yeah, a lot of inventory.
Oh, nice. Thank you. Oh, it smells just like teriyaki pork. And biscuits.
Oh, God. Get ready to drive the white semi.
All right. Down. Well, if people wanted to listen to you, watch you eat, in pictures, how would they do that?
Go to YouTube and put in two girls in a cup. If you want to see me, type in two girls in a cup in YouTube. I'll be doing that. And Facebook. I'm on Facebook, Miles Tottle.
Yeah, what else?
Twitter.
On the Twitter.
You can go to MySpace.
Are you on MySpace still?
No, but you can go to it if you want. I just want to screw people up a little bit. You can call our show. I don't know how you call it, but you can call it somehow. You can go to stackradio.com.
I can tell you how you do that, since you have no idea. Well, you go to the website, stackradio.com.
Right.
And you look over onto the right-hand side, and there's a button that says, call me. It's a Google Voice thing that we have set up. And when you click on it, it asks you to put your phone number in, and it calls you for free.
Oh, okay.
And then you just pick up your phone, and you talk, and you leave a message, and we'll play it on the show and respond to it, so...
I just thought that was a Blondie song. I didn't know.
Call me. No, we'd like to thank CB and Baker for having calls the last couple of weeks. We appreciate it.
I thought he might call again, you know, after our whole little rant last week.
He probably isn't listening anymore.
I did see a picture of his wife. She's very beautiful.
Yeah.
She's a very beautiful lady.
I told you.
She's nice. She's kind of nice.
You can't think of a celebrity that she looks like? Because I couldn't, so.
Someone maybe from Chelsea Lately or something. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
A little Chelsea Lately?
No, I'm saying she looks like someone from Chelsea Lately or something. I don't know.
Right? Oh, I don't know what that means.
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. I don't think you know what it means either.
No, I don't.
You mean she looks like a comic? That is somewhat familiar, but not totally familiar, who might be on Chelsea Lately.
Maybe.
All right. Who's good enough for television, but you just don't know who it is.
Yeah.
All right.
Carol Channing.
I don't think she does not look like Carol Channing.
Georgia Engel.
Hello.
Georgia Engel.
Scotty. Oh, hello.
Sing us out, Bob. Sing us out.
So nice for you to call us on the